and welcome to Kingwood United Methodist Church. Thank you for joining us today. Wherever you're listening from and whatever service you're listening to, we strongly believe because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, there is always more to life.
God, we give you thanks for today. We give you thanks for the Word of God. God that teaches and instructs. God that helps us to see backwards. To see the lives and the interactions with the Holy Spirit, the ways that they experienced you, God. God, that we might learn in today's time how we ought to interact with you and what you're doing in our midst. God, we ask for you to be present through the preaching of the word, through the reading of scripture. God, even in our living rooms. God, may you transform lives today. In your son's precious and holy name we pray. And all God's people said, amen, amen. How are you doing, church? Good. A couple responses in the room. Hopefully some responses at home. That's a question that we've been asked. I don't know about you, but I've been asked that so many times over the last couple weeks. And every time I say good. And then there's like this like pause. Because I'm not sure if it really is good. There's this pause because there's this flood of emotion that happens when I'm really asked to reflect and respond to how I'm doing. I've heard a friend say, I feel like I am a quarterback running a no-huddle offense while I'm still learning the playbook. And I feel like that's true for some of us. In this season, how are you doing? As I really reflect on that for myself, I feel like I'm in perpetual transition. Like I'm caught in the tension between the now and the not yet. This tension between where we were and back to normal and this really unknown as to what might be over here at the end of this journey. You see, in transition, hope is a really good thing, right? We talk about the light at the end of the tunnel. We talk about this thing that we hope for, that someday this will be over. And someday we will get back to normal. But what about right now? When we catch the Israelites in this moment, we hear them in the midst of right now. They have entered into the desert and they say, now I am thirsty. Right? There's a hope that they will enter into the promised land, but right now I'm thirsty. God, how are you going to meet me right now? God, what are you doing right now? We're all dealing with our own set of right nows. What's your right now? I want you to think about that, right? Wherever you are, think about what your right now is. What are you asking God for right now? Where is God meeting you right now? I think as you grasp that thing, it'll help frame the way that you understand the rest of our talk today, of our time today. What is your right now? Right now, I don't get to close out my senior year with my friends. That's rough. Right now, my job is at stake. Right now, I feel insufficient as a mother, as a parent, as a teacher, as a coach, as a husband, as a wife, as a student. Right now, I'm not okay, and I can't quite find the words to express it. This right now is the wilderness. And in the wilderness, we learn on a fast track much about God and our relationship with him. And reading these texts this week, it's been kind of a mirror into my own challenges and my own perspective. What we see in our text today is that God is sanctifying his people in transition between the now and the not yet. So starting in verse 22 of our text, if you have your Bibles, you can open because we're going to kind of walk through this passage a little bit. In verse 22, Moses takes them out from the Red Sea. They've just been at the Red Sea and they started to move into the wilderness. They've gotten to celebrate what God did for them at the Red Sea. And now they're walking into the next phase of their journey. As they walk into the wilderness, they start looking at each other's hair and say, I haven't gotten a salon haircut in the last 2 weeks, maybe a month. Starting to get little curls in the back here. They start looking at each other and realizing that the Netflix stream has kind of dried up a little bit. They've seen all the shows. Oh, and they haven't had water for 3 days. You know, when we start thinking about us in comparison to the Israelites, it's almost comical, right? As we talk about us going through this wilderness, realize that we are not actually in the wilderness, right? We're understanding a little bit about our own perspective and our own story, but try being Moses leading a group of 2+ million people. I've seen my wife, I've seen Mama Bear when she's protecting her kids. Imagine over 100,000 speaking words to Moses saying, you better get my kids some water because we've been gone 3 days without water. Imagine that experience. And then all of a sudden they come across this body of water that seems like they finally made it. And the hope that they experience, I imagine Moses calling back to the people and say, we found water. And everybody cheering in excitement, and they go up to drink it, and it's bitter water, which means it's not potable, which means this water is not good to drink. Can you imagine the dashed hopes in that moment? And then God does something, right? It's not Moses and his people doing something great to find water. God led them to the water. And then he does something in this moment that I think is really important. He doesn't just provide them water, but Moses throws this stick into the water and God heals the water. He turns it from bitter to sweet. I think there's something deep going on here. I think God wants his people to know that in this season, he desires not to just provide for you, but to actually use this season to heal you.
Thanks again for joining us for today's message. We will return to the sermon in a moment, but first, we would like to ask for you to rate, share, and subscribe to our podcast. We believe God is doing some amazing things here at KUMC, and your feedback helps our church to reach new listeners that we wouldn't otherwise be able to reach. Now, let's get back to the Word.
He says in 15:26, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and you keep his decrees, I will not bring on any of you the disease that I brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. So my question is, how is God using the wilderness to heal you? To heal your dependencies? To heal your patience, to heal your understanding of need. And then just like that, they've been given water and God leads them to this place of nourishment. He leads them to the place called Elim, a place of plenty, a place where they recover, where there's streams of natural water and there's palm trees for shade and they can rest and recover and settle. And then in a single verse, he moves them from Elim. We don't know exactly how long they stayed at this place, but the author wants us to know that it wasn't long. The author wants us to know that this is not where they are meant to stay, is in this place of comfort. But in the blink of an eye, he moves them, and cue the complaining of the Israelite people. Starting in verse 16, they start talking about that we want to go back. Could we only go back? Why have you led us here? If we go back to Egypt, there we had pots of meat and we had water. And we had the Nile that overflowed its banks once a year and water was plentiful. And we had all the things that we needed. God, why can't we just go back to normal? Why can't we just go back to the way that it was? You see, normal, the way it was equals certainty. Right? I knew how to function back then. I knew how to function in that day. I knew how to function in my schedule, in my routine when kids went to school. I knew how to function with all of our weekend events and sporting events. And I knew how to function in this, in normal. But now I'm uncertain. Uncertainty, I think, for us emphasizes our lack of control. Right? The only certainties in my house right now is that today there will be an epic meltdown. And today my kids will have way too much screen time. Right? In this season of unknown, as we read this text, I think we find even some good news in the midst of our uncertainty. Hear this, church. Our uncertainty is God's home court. He is familiar in this space. I was talking with Ryan Stuckman earlier in the week, and we were talking about this, and he goes, kind of like Jordan, right? Right. This is God's home court. He doesn't even need a game seven. He's going to finish it off. There is nothing in life outside of God's certainty. There is nothing in life outside of God's certainty, and that should be good news for us. God is leading his people with a purpose. So if God is in control and God is the healer, then what parts of your back to normal or the way that it was does God need to heal in the wilderness? This question has been rocking me this week as I've been processing this and pondering it. I think it's always important when you're preaching a text that it preaches back to you, and it's really been preaching to me this week. My back to normal is back to independence, where I can control and sustain myself. My back to normal is back to a level of comfort. My back to normal is ruled by overbusyness. Back to normal is not where God is leading his people, church. Are we a people that are sitting outside of Egypt just waiting for the all clear to go back in? Or do we believe that God is leading us somewhere even greater? The wilderness for us and for the Israelite people is a place of sanctification. May this be a time where we are keenly aware of God's providence and his healing power. May we not ever go back to normal, but may we as a people be transformed in this season for the glory of God. And when he leads us into the unknown, when he leads us with daily bread. And this is his promise to us. Right? He provides for our needs, not always our wants or answers to our curiosities, but exactly what we need for the next step that we are called to. Lord, I trust in thee. Help me put my left in front of my right. Help me take the next step, not necessarily knowing what everything in the future is going to be, but help me to take my next step, God. That's why we pray the prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Church, let us give thanks, knowing that God is faithful here and the now, and that God desires to heal us in this time. And he desires to lead us to something incredible. May we not miss that, church. As we celebrate seniors today, we give thanks for the incredible ways that this church has invested in them. May we be in prayer for our seniors as they go into a transition that is also unknown, as they don't know what the next season might deal them. May we be in prayer for all those in our community who are going through transition, for each of us. Give us this day our daily bread. Let's pray. God, we honor you today for the ways you lead your church in the midst of transition. God, call us forward and not back into normal. God, may we wrestle with that this week. May we challenge each other with that this week. May those words be topic of conversation. God, what is the normal that you desire to heal in me today? God, we love you and we honor you in this season, because I know that you have something incredible for us. God, help us to see that. Help us to live into that as we put our left in front of our right, as we trust in you, God. In your son's precious and holy name we pray. And all God's people said, Amen.